Hey everyone, it's Dr. Lena, and like I promised, tonight I'm going to be talking about my dissertation that was inspired by Dr. Bella DiPaolo, who coined the word singleism. And my dissertation is specifically looking at singleism and the experiences of Armenian American women pursuing higher education. And the reason why I decided to work on this topic was because I come from a culture where, the Armenian culture, where marriage is seen as being a very important milestone, especially in a girl's life. And there's nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, it puts a lot of pressure on women to settle down when they might not necessarily be in love with the partner that they're with, or maybe they haven't found a partner that they want to settle down with, or they're pursuing their career, or they are, moving towards higher education, or perhaps that's not necessarily the route that they want to take. I mean, there's so much diversity in women and their choices, and cultures many times can put a lot of pressure as to how certain milestones in, for example, for women or men or whatever. How it has to play through and how it has to move through. So, my research basically wanted to explore that, wanted to explore what experiences women, Armenian American single women who had never been married, ages between 25 and 35, who were in higher education, and what did they go through, or are they still currently going through? And so some of the questions that I asked in the interview process were things like, what are the benefits of married stories to you? What did single stories mean to you growing up? Or what words come to mind when you first hear Armenian American single woman? Another question I asked was, how have these words affected you as a single Armenian American woman? I also asked like a scaling question to see what these women's level of satisfaction was on a 1 through 10. One being dissatisfied and 10 being very satisfied. And so these are just some examples of some of the questions I asked. I would definitely advise you to, email me and I can send you a copy of my dissertation, which would then give you more of, give you more insight to exactly all the questions I asked and whatnot. But those are just some examples. And the results were very interesting. A lot of what I had thought of when I went into this research was that this was going to be a very difficult topic. And that I wasn't sure how much people were going to open up to me, but I mean, I'm going to be honest. When I was interviewing these women, I just felt very nervous. I wasn't sure what I was going to hear, and I wanted to be as supportive as possible because I think what happens in cultures when there's a mainstream storyline or there is a, way of being, not and not everybody takes that same path, they're stigmatized. So in this case, when I am speaking about singleism, the word itself has ism in it, which is referring to the discrimination of whatever it is that the word is named. For example, when we say racism or when we say sexism, it's ism is referring to the discrimination of the root word. So in this case, when we're referring to singleism, this phenomenon that was coined by Dr. DiPaolo, focuses on the lost voices of single people in general. Now, for my dissertation, I was specifically looking into women, Armenian American women, and women who have never been married. However, if you go to Dr. DiPaolo's website, which is DrDiPaolo.com, or if you just Google her, she's everywhere. She also has a TED Talk. If you actually go and do more research on this topic, which my dissertation does, in the literature review, you will see that singleism isn't only referring to women who have never been married. Singleism is also referring to women who are widowed, so their significant other has passed away, or they are divorced. And so singleism is referring to anyone other than those that are married. However, when I'm using singleism, I'm using it with regards to women who have never been married, and that's where I focused, and that's where there was a gap in the literature, particularly with the population, Armenian Americans. And so I was fascinated by the phenomena of singleism, and I felt there needed to be more discussion on this topic, especially because it's never spoken about. It's almost like being single and never married, you're lost and your voice is gone. Because the stories and the voices that predominantly dominate the culture are those who are married and alongside with that have children and etc. And so, this dissertation is meant to empower those who have gone through the stigmatization due to their marital status of being single. And this is to empower them and let them know that their voices do matter and that they aren't lost. Not just within the Armenian community, but they're not lost in society in general, and they shouldn't be lost. They shouldn't be hushed. They shouldn't be dismissed or seen as a defect or that something is wrong with them. Women of all ages, after they're 18, have the freedom to make any choices that they want. And these constructs that discuss, not discuss, but rather construct the idea that women have to, be married at a certain time. And if they're not, they can't have kids. And then if they don't have kids, their value and their self-worth is zero or is nothing is absolute nonsense. That's not even true. If you actually go check out Dr. DiPaolo's TED Talk, you'll see the research that she did focuses on the fact that it's a myth. The idea that the grass is greener on the other side is all a hoax. Marriage is an institution. Marriage is something that two people agree to do. However, to say and to glorify marriage as being a better lifestyle than those who choose to be single for whatever reason, maybe they haven't found the right person or they don't want to settle yet, or they choose their career over, the family lifestyle, whatever it is complete absurdity. It's not true. And what Dr. DiPaolo has done is she has brought light to the very fact that there is no real big difference between when someone is single and then when they get married. There is no, extreme increase of, happiness, if that's what people are thinking. That's not true. So I would recommend listening to Dr. DiPaolo's TED Talk on singleism. You can just put that on YouTube. Yeah, you can put it on YouTube or just Google search it. But so that's one thing. She has a lot of books and articles. You can also check her out on Psychology Today and find out more about the research she's doing. I'm actually going to be a guest blogger on Psychology Today on her blog, and I will be posting more information on the research that I found. So yeah, you'll see that. But I just want to make sure that it's understood that, whether it's the Armenian culture or other cultures, I mean, I did research also on like the Asian culture, the Indian culture, the Muslim culture. So there does seem to be somewhat of a trend. Just this idea in society in general. I'm not saying it's only the Armenian culture, but it is this way of thinking in many cultures and in society that A, married people do have privilege and that they deserve more privileges because they chose marriage or because their marital status isn't single. And so, because of that, a lot of women in particular get shamed. And so, what I wanted to do tonight was just go over some of the results that I found, which were some themes. And so, I found four very important themes that are worthy of discussing and bringing awareness to within the Armenian culture. And my hope is that by me broadcasting this, we can end the discrimination of single people and, live your life the way you want if you're married, but don't shame those that aren't doing that aren't necessarily taking the same steps as you. And my hope is that just as much as we can celebrate people who are getting married, we can celebrate people who don't want to get married right away or choose their career first. Or just, haven't found the right person yet. I know me personally, a lot of times when I would go to weddings and stuff, I would feel like I felt embarrassed or shamed because the first thing that would come out of everyone's mouth is, well, aren't you going to get married? When are you getting married? And so I just think this is just a gentle reminder that that's not necessarily always what's important to ask people. It can be somewhat offensive because, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And it's not something that someone should feel pressured to do, in order not to feel stigmatized. So anyways, back to the four major themes that I found. So the first one was that there are unspoken rules about singlehood and marriage. These results were based on a total of 8 interviews. So my subject pool wasn't that large, which hopefully, when I do more research with Dr. DiPaolo, we can extend this and have more Armenian American women volunteer and participate in this study that I created. However, this does give us a general idea of what's going on within the Los Angeles community of Armenian Americans. I wouldn't say you can generalize this to every single Armenian American, but it does give us kind of an idea of what's going on, and then of course we can do further research. But this is what basically came up. Under the theme of unspoken rules about singlehood and marriage, there were 4 specific sub-themes within that first category. So it was singles have to rush and aspire to marry. So that was something that all 8 participants felt pressure within the Armenian community to do. So it's not only that you have to rush, but you do have to aspire to marriage. Secondly, another unspoken rule about singlehood and marriage was that singles should not move out until they're married. So 5 out of the 8 people that were interviewed said that. Another unspoken rule that came up a lot in the interviews was singles should not affiliate with married people. So 5 out of the 8 people that were interviewed said that. And what that meant was, and I've experienced this personally, I've had a lot of friends who, when they got married, not only did they not want to invite me because I was not with someone, but once they got married, they stopped inviting me places. And this was very common in the interviews that were conducted as well. People were saying the same thing, and they did agree that a lot of times there's this unspoken rule that singles should not affiliate with married people. And the last sub-theme for unspoken rules was that singles should not bear children until married. So if, anyone were to have children, or adopt children and they weren't married, that was also considered taboo. So 5 out of the 8 people said that as well. So now moving on to the second theme. It said perceptions of one's own single marital status. So these were basically, the perceptions that these women who were interviewed had of themselves because they were single. And it was really remarkable because there were negative perceptions and there were positive perceptions, and both of them were ranked very high. So from the 8 women, 7 of them discussed having negative perceptions of themselves. They said things like, I'm not worthy, you know, there's something wrong with me, etc. But then on the contrary, 8 out of the 8 participants discussed having positive perceptions of themselves. So they felt like, you know, they were pursuing their education, which they, you know, felt good about, or that, you know, they weren't going to settle and they were confident in themselves. So it was really interesting because not only was there negative, but there was positive, and both of them were pretty high. So it sounds like maybe based on that, there was some confliction. It was like they were content with how they felt, but yet they were also dealing with the singleism and the taboo and the discrimination, which was making them have negative perceptions of themselves, and weighing them down. The third theme that came up when interviewing these 8 ladies was that they did in fact experience singleism. So that was a theme, and all 8 participants did admit to having some form of singleism experienced in their life. Now, those type of experiences of singleism were either from family experiences or from the Armenian community. Both which were ranked very high. Those who said they experienced singleism from their family was 7 out of 8 participants said that. And then those that believed they had experienced singleism from the Armenian community said that 6 out of the 8 participants said that they experienced discrimination for having single marital status. With all this said, the last theme that did stick out to me, which I wasn't quite sure that people were going to be, or that these ladies and these participants were going to be ranking high on their satisfaction with singlehood. For some reason, I thought they wouldn't have that much satisfaction because of all the stigma. However, 7 out of the 8 participants reported having satisfaction with their singlehood, which I think is so awesome. That when I found this out, when I was you know, doing my results, I was so excited because it just kind of showed that these women not only were resilient regardless of the singleism that they experienced, but they were enjoying their lives. I had one participant talk about how they could travel the world anytime they wanted. They didn't feel obligated to, you know, report back to a spouse or get, you know, or have to worry about their kids all the time. They actually spoke about the luxury of, you know, having freedom. That's just an example, but I just thought that was so beautiful. And so what I want to tell, you know, our WAC listeners is, you know, it just goes back to the podcast that I did a couple days ago. Just be your naked self. You know, if you're single, you know, be proud of it, you know, own it, celebrate it just as much as, you know, married couples celebrate whatever milestones they go through. This isn't to say that being married means it's a bad thing and being single is a good thing or vice versa, but This is a problem in today's society that needs to be addressed. And it's not okay to think you have leverage over those that have a different marital status than you. And it's not right for us to stigmatize them. They might be the next person that'll cure cancer. They might be the next person that's going to invent something. They're going to be the next person, that might take ownership of the corporation that you're working at. Don't minimize the capabilities of someone, or their intellect or their self-worth because of their marital status. It's just very mind-boggling to think that one would think so small. I encourage all the single ladies to dream big, shine bright, and be bold. Go do whatever you want, whenever you want. And be firm in your beliefs. And don't do anything that you don't want to do. And don't get married just to get married so that people won't stigmatize you or so that people won't, say nasty things to you. I truly believe that good things come to those who wait. So be patient, be confident. If you're looking forward to getting married one day, you will get married. And if you're looking to not settle, then don't settle. But trust me when I say, not only have I experienced the stigma, but I've overcome it. And it pushed me to be the doctor I am today, which then led me to write about it. And I will continue to write about it. As an author, I'm going to be doing a lot of things with regards to my career. And my hope is that the person that I choose to be with is going to support that. And I'm not going to just marry someone just so I can have a ring on my finger. Anybody can do whatever they want, but I'm not going to let anyone push me, or disrespect me. And so I encourage all you single ladies to think the same way. If you experience this form of discrimination, email us. We would love to give you this platform to talk about this. And of course, I have connections with Dr. DiPaolo, who, like I said, if you look her up, she has so much published work. She's actually working on a campaign currently recognizing institutions and companies that don't give fair prices to people who are single versus married. So yeah, if you find any advertisement that comes off discriminating against people who are single, or you come across people or groups of people, that do that, by all means, let us know. And not only let us know, don't engage with people who only see your self-worth as, having a ring on your finger. That's not okay, and that's something that there's a lot of research on that, that shows that, it's not even greener on the other side. And so for someone to have leverage or to think they have leverage over you because of their marital status doesn't even make sense. Because at one point or many points in our lives,
everyone experiences singleism, whether it was before you were in your relationship, or at one point, if one of your partners, if one of the partners should pass away, or if any of, if anyone were to get a divorce, there, the likelihood of experiencing singleism is kind of in the cards for everyone. So to glorify the stage you're at is to be naive that you do have the possibility to experience singleism one day. And so it's just best that you don't engage in that behavior, period. So that's all I have to say today. You're welcome to email me or message me with any questions. But I hope that was informative. It was kind of like a little glimpse into my dissertation. Sorry I couldn't give too many examples. I didn't want to make this podcast too long. We're already at about 31 minutes. So, yeah, thank you so much. And stay tuned for tomorrow, because I'm going to be talking about women and children and having children and the types of things that I've seen in society and how we can address these topics, these sensitive topics in awkward situations. But yeah, that's going to be tomorrow. Okay. Well, that's it. Talk to you guys soon, and thanks for tuning in. Bye.